You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Really tragic news. This conservative, right-wing radical, in my opinion, Charlie Kirk, host, podcaster, has been apparently shot in the neck. And here's the latest I have from CBS News. He was shot in the neck. He is at the hospital. It doesn't look good. And you know, you have to wonder, if he was shot in the neck, if Charlie Kirk lives, would he ever be able to talk again? And I think this is tragically sad. If you listen to this show, you know I disagree with Charlie Kirk. In my opinion, he's a radical. And shame on the caller we had last hour. I mean, I'm not going to allow this on this show anymore. You can take your bullying and you can take your hate and manifest it somewhere else, but you're not going to do it on this show. A woman trying to use the Charlie Kirk shooting to bash anybody that she disagrees with, to bash the left. And she tried to suggest that maybe if I didn't call Charlie Kirk a radical, he wouldn't have been shot. That's essentially what she said. And that is just outrageous. Not even in the realm of common sense. The definition of radical is a person who advocates thorough or complete political or social reform. That's the definition of Charlie Kirk. Radical doesn't make him a bad person. It just makes him a radical. AOC is a radical. There are a lot of people who are radicals. There's nothing wrong with referring to somebody as a radical. And that's not why that's not why the person shot Charlie Kirk. If you manifest your anger by committing an act of violence or shooting somebody, that's on you. What they say is not the reason that you did it. You decided to do it. And I go back to the parents who have, you know, sued musicians and record companies because of bad messages in music and their teenagers committing suicide. It was up to the teenager to decide what to do. Can't blame the music. So, you know, we'll continue to give you updates on Charlie Kirk. I posted a video on Substack. Scoot on the Air Substack. Download the Substack app and just go to Scoot on the Air and become a subscriber. And please respond to the videos, react to the videos that I post. And I posted one about Charlie Kirk. So you can post your videos and I'll try to get to some of those when I can later. Also, we're talking about the Health and Human Services Secretary, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., just once again bringing up this absurd idea that violent video games may be a factor in the rise in mass shootings. I don't see how you can make that connection. There is no conclusive evidence that indicates that this is the case. And people who know a hell of a lot more about medical science and psychological issues, more than Robert F. Kennedy Jr., you know, cannot come to a conclusion on this. There's no conclusive evidence. You know, you can find anything you want on the internet, and you can find stories that say, yes, it causes violent behavior, or no, it doesn't cause violent behavior. But the general consensus is that there is no conclusion. There is no direct link between violent video games and violent behavior. So, you know, once again, individuals are responsible for their behavior. If somebody hears something on my show, and if I express my opinion, and that makes somebody so mad they go out and commit an act of violence, that's not my fault. I would feel badly about it to a degree, but that's not my fault. I'm just expressing an opinion. It's their fault for allowing themselves to commit an act of violence. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I also want to talk about just a very significant day in the movement of grunge. Grunge music, the grunge movement, the fashion that went along with that. Grunge music was a part of many of your lives. In fact, I've mentioned this before. I don't have the math right in front of me, but let's say you were about 15 years old when grunge music was just starting. I mean, you're in your mid to upper 40s right now. Man, that's prime talk radio audience. You know, yeah, we talk about some things that talk radio hosts across this country do not talk about, but we talk about things that relate to the audience, to you. And many of you are of that age where, you know, you were coming of age during grunge music, and now you're listening to talk radio. So that's why we talk about this. For those of you who are not of the grunge age, like if you're a baby boomer, for example, you know, you were part of a very rebellious generation, and I would think it would be interesting to you to hear a conversation about the grunge movement, what it represented, how it related to society and young people. Because you were, again, part of a rebellious generation, and the grunge era was a rebellious era for a young generation. Ironically, they were the children of the baby boomers, the original anti-establishment generation. And there was a lot of anti-establishmentism in the grunge movement. On this day in 1991, Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit was released as a single. And really, that sort of changed music. This was 1991, on this day in 1991. By 1993, 2 years later, grunge was part of mainstream America. And Pearl Jam and Nirvana, they were on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. And they were part of mainstream America. It was a genre of music, a sub-rock genre of music that was angst-ridden. It reflected the angst of the young generation, which was my son's generation, and I saw what was happening with his generation. And baby boomers had painted a very negative view of the future. You can't have sex because of AIDS. You can't do this because of this. The world's a bad place. We did a really good number on these young people. My generation, which I'm a hostile witness of, my generation just painted a very negative view of the future for young people. Also, my generation showed young people that, you know, making the promise to stay married forever doesn't really matter. And I was divorced not once but twice. The second time, you know, should have never happened in the first place. But, you know, that was my fault for feeling insecure at the time. But looking back on that, that was a mistake. My first marriage to my son's mom, not a mistake because of my son. And because of, you know, 13 good years. But, you know, we got divorced. Baby boomers got divorced. Baby boomers, the generation that was exposed to ideal families on TV. Leave It to Beaver. Father Knows Best. We had examples on TV of the perfect mom, the perfect dad, the perfect family. And within 30 minutes, everything resolved itself. That didn't work very well with us. Maybe we expected marriage to be perfect, and it wasn't. And when it wasn't, we bailed. And I'm one of the ones who bailed, and I'm not proud of that. But it's my life, and I own it. But I see how we set a negative example for a young generation, and that led to this angst within the Gen X generation. And the music from Nirvana and Alice in Chains and Soundgarden and Pearl Jam, those four main grunge groups coming out of Seattle, their music spoke to them because it was everything that our music wasn't. The music that we had been listening to had been based on what the Beatles established in 1964, the early British invasion. Rock music through the disco, through all those years, the 80s, all of that stuff, was essentially based on that music that was from the Beatles and that British invasion generation of the 60s. And what grunge did was it interrupted all of that. And I remember telling a joke on the air, you know, during the grunge era. I said, you know, I think these musicians, I think they have a monitor on their guitar to warn them in case they get too close to a melody, because it was totally different. I mean, you listen to Nirvana and it was harsh. It wasn't heavy metal. It wasn't punk, but it was harsh. And Kurt Cobain, you know, looked like he shopped at a thrift store. Kurt Cobain, you know, his hair, it wasn't a really good haircut. You know, they wore, you know, baggy pants. And, you know, we wore, you know, my generation, we wore tight pants. And the girls wore tight pants. And we could see their outline. But the whole grunge fashion style, the flannel, all of that was so anti-baby boomer generation. And they had a right to do that. They had a right to distance themselves from my generation because they didn't like my generation. They didn't. It's not that my son doesn't love me, but they didn't like my generation and they wanted to be different. And grunge gave them a chance to be different in the same way that the British invasion gave boomers a chance to be different. We're going to take you to a live CBS News update. I think they're going to do an update on Charlie Kirk. So we're going to go to that in just a moment, and we'll take a commercial break, and we will come right back. And if you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talking text line, 504-260-187.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Indeed. When this song was released on this day in 1991... it was different. This is Smells Like Teen Spirit, Nirvana. And this was part of the grunge movement that came out of Seattle that was very relatable to the young generation, Gen X, at the time. Were you part of that generation? Did you find yourself liking grunge music? Your parents probably didn't like it. I mean, some of them might have. I loved the grunge music. My son and I totally agreed on music at that point in our lives. And we agree for the most part today as well. But a lot of parents didn't get it. But that was okay because every young generation has the responsibility of being different from their parents' generation. But this was a major change in music for the first time since the Beatles. This was the biggest change in music since the Beatles and the British Invasion. And it really started on this day in 1991. Were you part of that grunge era? If you want to join us with a comment, the Okunard Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Also, in a couple of minutes, we'll have another CBS News update on the condition of Charlie Kirk. The conservative activist Charlie Kirk, who I've talked about many times on the show, is in critical condition. And, I mean, I think that's positive, based on the fact that he was apparently shot in the neck and video shows blood pouring out of his neck. He could be dead right now. But the fact that he's in critical condition, I think, is a positive thing. The person, we just heard this a few minutes ago, the person taken into custody has been released. So that was just a person of interest and not the shooter. They have been saying that the shots came from 200 yards away. So to hit Charlie Kirk in the neck from 200 yards away, this is a person who knew how to shoot. Who was it and why did they do it? Hopefully we find out the answers and continue your thoughts and prayers for Charlie Kirk. This is a great example of how we should denounce violence, even if we disagree. I disagree with Charlie Kirk, but Charlie Kirk should not have been shot. All right, so we just heard that one person taken into custody was released, but another older man taken into custody said, "I would do it again." This is the violence that needs to be denounced. And people on the right don't need to say, well, if you didn't say this, if you didn't do this, if people didn't criticize those on the right, this wouldn't happen. We can criticize those on the right, but that doesn't mean that anybody should shoot anybody or commit any acts of violence. People on the left can disagree with President Trump or disagree with people on the right, but you shouldn't shoot somebody. And two people tried to shoot President Trump. This is not how we operate in this country. It may be the way some people want to operate, but it's got to stop. And I know that's such a cliche when you talk about violence and crime by saying it's got to stop. I hate to say it in that context because it is such a repeated cliche. But we collectively have to put our foot down and we have to like just throw up a flag and say, okay, wait a minute, let's rethink this. Why can't we disagree and then go on with our lives? Why can't we disagree and then you go home to your family and I go home to my family and we just disagree? You know, what was that Dave Mason song? We just disagree. There ain't no good guys. There ain't no bad guys. It's just you and me. And we just disagree. We just disagree. That's okay. In fact, that is very, very American because we are allowed in this country to disagree. It's the foundation of who we are. And it should never get to this point. And the stupid juvenile stuff that I get sometimes on Facebook, it's just juvenile. Oh, yeah, well, you know what? Yeah, I don't want to repeat some of the things, but it's just, it's stupid. It's very un-American to not respect another person's opinion. And here I am on the air today, just passionately talking about Charlie Kirk and just shocked that Charlie Kirk was shot and talking about how wrong it is, even though Charlie Kirk and I totally disagree. And we can disagree. It's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But this is just this is a very, very sad statement of who we are in this country now. And while it's not me, it's not you. You and me and all of us, we have to just collectively stand up and just not even tolerate this and just shut down those people who want to turn this into some kind of a game. Shut down those people who want to say, well, if this wasn't said about the left, if this wasn't said about the right, these things wouldn't happen. No, we should be able to express our opinions passionately. We can passionately disagree. And we should not face a threat of violence. Coleman, do you have any text messages you want to share with us?
Yeah, of course. Once again, you said it. You are still taking criticism because you called Charlie Kirk a radical. And it's kind of like, I guess they see that you calling him a radical is a part of the problem because they feel like you're stoking the fires. And there's a lot of people questioning. They have pretty much the same exact text message. What do you consider about Charlie Kirk that is radical? Because they've heard some of Charlie Kirk's opinions and his thoughts, and they don't seem that radical to them. So they want you to explain why you consider Charlie Kirk a radical.
I don't have to explain it. If you agree with Charlie Kirk, of course he's not radical. If I disagree with Charlie Kirk, I may find him to be radical. I mean, I think it is radical to go on the air and criticize three entertainers because they don't dress their age, because they don't act their age. Let's say you're 35 years old. You want a 35-year-old entertainer to walk up and dress like a boring 35-year-old and act like a boring 35-year-old? No, you're not going to that concert. You're going to the concert to see somebody not act their age. Mick Jagger, classic example of somebody who does not act his age on stage. So I think that's a radical view. I'm so stunned by this. I don't have all of the things that I have mentioned about Charlie Kirk, but he says some things that I consider to be radical, which means out of the extreme of what is ordinary, or radical in that they represent some kind of collective social and political reform. Charlie Kirk is an activist. He's an activist. He's not just a pundit. He is an activist. He promotes activism. He promotes taking action on what he believes. And I think that renders the title of radical. But that's no reason to shoot somebody. You know, there are radicals everywhere. And if radical incites you, then you need to check yourself. If you're letting a word like radical incite you, then maybe you're the problem. Because this is not something that intrinsically incites violence by referring to something or someone as radical.
Okay. I bet you and Ian are jumping for joy right now.
Oh, stop it. Don't even read that one.
It goes to show you that I just had a conversation with somebody on hold. It's like, dude, he's automatically saying, well, Charlie Kirk is about to find out what it's like for, you know, this, that, and the other about Medicaid. It's like, dude, he's a human first. And it is getting really irritated that at this moment, people are still going down their political tribalism fields. And they're, you know, they're yelling at this side and yelling at that side, pointing fingers. They want to know the identity of the shooter. Like, was he white? Was he black? Was he Democrat? Was he like, none of that matters right now. A human being has been shot. And we're sitting here trying to figure out. Or what side is he on, or why, or the motivation,
and
or who to blame, and it doesn't matter at this point.
You're right. It doesn't matter what side he's on. What matters is that Charlie Kirk was shot for expressing his opinion. And that's wrong. To suggest that Ian and I are jumping up and down, Ian's not even here today. To suggest that I'm jumping up and down over this, you don't know me. Don't act like you know who I am if you're going to say something that juvenile and that stupid. I mean, you know, I don't need credit for it, but I'm not getting credit for I disagree with this guy. You listen to this show, you know I disagree with Charlie Kirk, but I am just totally denouncing very passionately as I can, the fact that Charlie Kirk was shot. Because as much as I disagree with Charlie Kirk, this is not the way. This is not the way you deal with disagreement. Somebody you disagree with, you make your case against what they say, and you let the audience decide who's right. And there are going to be those people who side with Charlie Kirk. There are going to be those people who side with me in that one-on-one debate. Somebody sent me a message the other day. Why don't you debate Charlie Kirk? Bring it on. I would debate Charlie Kirk anytime. I said that before this happened. But you know, my intent is not to hurt Charlie Kirk. My intent is just to opposes his views. And so I am animately, passionately denouncing the shooting of Charlie Kirk, even if we disagree. And I should get credit for that, but there are people who don't want to give me credit for anything. And that's not my problem. I'm going to still do and say what I need to say and what I need to do, being honest with myself and being honest with the audience. All right. We're going to a break. On this day in 1991, when Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit was released, it was really the beginning of grunge working its way into the mainstream. And by 1993, grunge was in mainstream America. And another one of the groups that represented the grunge movement was Soundgarden. I'm Scoot, and we will be right back on WWL.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
What I miss most about New York City, I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere. I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's okay to disagree. Nobody should get violent. I mean, do you realize how shallow you would have to be to get violent or to think about shooting somebody just because you disagree with their opinions? If you shoot somebody, your life has changed forever. You're going to jail. I mean, is it worth going to jail because you disagree with somebody? Why can't we disagree and then just revert back into our lives? You go to your family, I go to my family. You do your things, I do my thing. I come on the radio, sometimes we disagree. Look, a hell of a lot of people agree with me. And I get a lot of comments, keep doing what you're doing. So not everybody disagrees, but those who disagree, if you think violence is the answer, you're the one who's going to pay the price. Why can't you accept disagreement? There's something wrong with you if you can't accept disagreement. If you have so personalized politics that disagreement on political issues is so personal to you that you have to act on it in a violent manner, that's a problem. That is a mental problem. 1984, it was the year of the re-election campaign, Ronald Reagan. And at one point, I believe Ronald Reagan was behind Walter Mondale in the polls. And Ronald Reagan made a big comeback and won re-election in 1984. But those were political times, too. You know, there was the right and there was the left. In 1984, there was a liberal talk show host on the radio station that I worked for in Denver, KHOW, K-H-O-W. His name was Alan Berg. And there were conservatives who disagreed with him. He got off the air one day, and he was shot and killed walking to his car. He was shot and killed because somebody didn't like his opinion, disagreed with his opinion. Do you realize how ridiculous that seems? We can't disagree. Of course we can disagree. And disagreement is part of America.
It's good, if I may. So last week, and I know it's going to sound weird, but follow me. So earlier you was talking about aliens and whatnot. Well, last week, Dave Coburn filled in for Newell, and he had a guest on, and the guest was talking about how Americans now seem to be fighting within themselves because they don't have a common enemy to direct their hate to. So whereas we don't have like a major superpower that we're at war with. I mean, we can consider like Russia our enemy, but it's not like a global threat.
No, I understand. I agree with that
premise.
There's
no alien invasion to make all humans come together, and since we don't have a common enemy, we have that hate that we're eating ourselves now because we have to find somebody to hate. Now, I personally don't subscribe to that, but I can see the evidence that when people don't have nothing to direct their hate towards, they do like find some sort of difference or divide, whether it's the trans or cis, or whether it's black or white, or whether it's liberal or Republican, Muslim or Christian. It's like we have to find something opposite of what we are to hate on just to be human, I guess. And I just don't like the way that feels.
Well, I don't like the way it feels, but I agree with it. I think that's true. And the question is today, though, we have had it so good. We have not had a common enemy in so long. I mean, arguably, we haven't had a common enemy since the fall of communism, which would have been the late 80s. I mean, we had a common enemy after 9/11. For a period of time. I mean, that's still our common enemy. But they're not present enough in our lives for us to obsess over that. So we haven't had a common enemy in a long time. And so we're fighting each other. I think that's very true and a good observation. But the divide is so great now that if we had a common enemy, there would be those who would take one side against the common enemy, and some Americans would take the other side. I mean, think about the Americans who sided with Russia at the beginning of the war with Ukraine. And what has happened? The whole idea with protecting Ukraine was that this was protecting democracy and that Vladimir Putin was not going to be satisfied with taking Ukraine. And what did Vladimir Putin just do? Order strikes on Poland. So our goal to protect communism, to protect democracy, was a good goal. And Americans denounced it. Tucker Carlson led the way, leading Americans to denounce America and side with Russia. And at one point in his life, Donald Trump sided with Russia. And the evidence is overwhelming. When he came out of that meeting in Helsinki and said something to the effect of, well, when it comes to intelligence and the election, well, I believe Vladimir Putin over U.S. intelligence. I mean, that was absurd. So, yes, we're fighting among ourselves. And I wonder if we did have a common enemy, if we would fight amongst ourselves or if we would take sides. Getting a new CBS. Oh, this is so sad. It's being reported now that Charlie Kirk is dead. That Charlie Kirk has passed away. Diane Newman just brought this to me. And this is coming from Trump on Truth Social.
And CBS.
And CBS. Okay, CBS, CNN, Fox News, now reporting that Charlie Kirk has passed away. This is just, this is tragic. This is not America. If we can't disagree, we have lost our country. We should be able to disagree. And to act in this way over a disagreement, words in the air, intangible words in the air, inspiring somebody to kill somebody is unacceptable. It's just truly a sad day. And you know how much I disagree with Charlie Kirk, but this is a sad day. This is not the way this should have happened. This is not the way you express your disagreement with somebody. It's not. We disagree, and then we lead our lives. Man, beyond this show, beyond talking about politics, which I'm paid to do, I have an unbelievable life. I have a life so many people would love to have. I've got my problems, just like everybody, but I have a great life. And I can come on here and disagree and just go back into my life and have a great life. I don't let this stuff stay with me. I prepare for the show when I need to deal with it. I deal with it, but I don't let this stuff affect my life. And people have so personalized politics that it now impacts their lives. And if somebody disagrees, they feel so compelled to want to express violence because they disagree. And that somehow shakes them as a being because they have so internalized their political views. We need to learn a lesson from this. Conservative activist Charlie Kirk was shot and killed this afternoon because somebody disagreed with him. I saw the Netflix show Wednesday. I saw the latest episode of Wednesday. Some new episodes have been released if you want to check those out. You know, I said the other day that it's not for kids. You know, I would think for preteens and teenagers it's okay, but you know, it's just it's not for little kids. It's based on Wednesday, the daughter in the Addams Family, but it's kind of dark, so just know your kids. Sports Talk with Mike and Steve coming up next. Deuce joins the guys at 4:20. I want to thank Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, studio producer Coleman, market manager Dan Barron, news anchor Chris Mueller, traffic with Courtney P, and I thank you for being part of the show. We'll talk more about the death of Charlie Kirk tomorrow on the show. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
What we all miss the most is the food,
the Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza, New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza, there's no bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have 3 Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.